Harold Stassen, a former Republican governor of Minnesota who ran for president 9 times, died yesterday. He was 93 years old. As a young man, Stassen was considered one of the most promising politicians in the country, but he was never able to win national office, and his name became synonymous with electoral futility. Dan Olson of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Stassen outlived most of the people who witnessed his political and diplomatic achievements during and after World War II. Granddaughter Rachel Stassenberger says many know him only as the presidential candidate and have no knowledge of his public service.
He was involved in Minnesota history. He was in the Asian theater of war during World War II. He was in the Eisenhower administration. He helped create the United Nations.
Stassen's youth and stature. He was a tall man. His ringing voice and moderate politics appealed to Minnesota voters in 1938, longing for a leader who would end the state's patronage system.
The people of our state cannot best secure progress through a businessman's governor, or a farmer's governor, or a laborer's governor. They can best secure progress through a governor that represents the people as a whole.
Minnesotans elected Stassen governor 3 times, the first in 1938 when he was 31 years old. University of Wisconsin political scientist Alex Kirby says Stassen's election was a boost for the ailing Republican Party.
The Republicans came back, and Harold Stassen was the first and foremost of the exciting, young, dynamic Republican leaders with a future elected in or around 1938. He was liberal, he was independent, he was fantastic newspaper copy as the boy governor.
Stassen resigned as Minnesota governor during World War II to enlist in the Navy. After the war, the president sent Stassen to San Francisco to help write the United Nations Charter. Years later, when Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev pounded the United Nations General Assembly podium with his shoe as he vilified capitalism, public support of the UN plummeted. But Stassen reminded critics it's better to endure shoe pounding than the alternative.
That opening up of communication, even to that extent where someone could insist they wanted attention by pounding a shoe on a desk, was an important part of the United Nations being able to thus far, and quite likely successfully, prevent World War III from ever happening.
Stassen was a serious Republican Party presidential contender in 1948 and 1952. President Eisenhower appointed him White House advisor on disarmament. He was president of the University of Pennsylvania, and he practiced law in Philadelphia. In 1983, when he was 76, Stassen told an audience the country's future was threatened by political extremism.
The extreme of conservatism, as I see it, is a cause of excessive unemployment and bankruptcies and human suffering. And the extreme of liberalism is a cause of wild inflation and deterioration and human suffering. The extreme of classic communism and the extreme of classic capitalism both contribute to a danger of devastating holocaustic war.
93-year-old Harold Stassen died Sunday at a retirement home in Bloomington, Minnesota. For NPR News, I'm Dan Olson in St. Paul.